Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. This is episode number 22. I'm Aiden O'Hara, and of course, I'm joined here by Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Aiden. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Wild Card Weekend was just this past weekend, and wow, was it a good week of football.
I agree. I mean, yeah, we had pretty much almost all close games. I mean, pretty much all of them down to the last possessions.
Yes. I mean, crazy comebacks. I mean, whew. It was a really good weekend for playoff football. The script writers have done a very good job so far.
Oh, yes, they did. And not really a spoiler alert, but I did actually go 6-for-6?
6-for-6.
6-for-6 on predicting the games, including, I guess, would it be only one upset?
Yeah, technically.
If you're going off, like, spreads and stuff. But, yeah, don't want to flex on Aiden, but, yeah.
No, actually, I think it was 2, because I think the Chargers were favorites.
Oh, probably, like, a couple points. Yeah. But either way, that game, which we will probably be talking about first, I mean, was...
That was
insane, but yeah. I mean, we can go over just a bit of news before we get into that, which not much, you know, because there's not, you know, as many games going on. I mean, first of all, the one like main injury that I'm sure many of you guys saw if you watched the Cowboys and Bucks game was towards the end when Russell Gage went down towards the end of the game, which looked really scary injury. Like he was down for, they cut to like a commercial breaks and they were still there. So yeah. People were worried, but it looks like it was just a concussion that he suffered. So I think because he's had to stay in the hospital overnight, but he was discharged, I believe, and everything's good as far as that. So that's obviously great to hear. And then staying with the Bucks, I just read that they actually just fired their offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich, after 4 seasons,
Steelers should be taking notes.
Yeah, Steelers really should because, I mean, I feel like I'm surprised if Matt Canada hasn't been fired, how they'd be firing. Like,
I know.
Dude, they just won a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, but this year they were so bad, and they had so many weapons.
I guess after this year, but I think...
But was it his fault, or was it Tom Brady's fault?
No, because, I mean, the Bucks offense hasn't been... Like, even before Tom Brady, they were still, like... I mean, they had Jameis Winston, but they were still, like, number... one in like passing and but I mean I guess they had number one interceptions too with Jameis Winston, but yeah, honestly I'm kind of surprised to see that, but yeah, definitely a disappointing season for the Bucks. I'm not sure what the future will be for them.
We'll have to see because Tom might be leaving. I mean, like, there's just a giant, because I think he's a free agent after this year.
Yeah, because he's just been getting like 1 year deals, but
yeah, will he retire? He's definitely not.
Should he? Yeah, he definitely won't retire.
I think he should, but
I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that could be moving around. Like, there's him. We talked about, you know, Lamar Jackson last week. But speaking of Lamar Jackson, There is rumors that the Ravens are not planning on trading him,
which probably means they're going to resign him.
Which I don't know how much that contract's supposed to be, or if they have the cap space, but it would be up there. Like, probably not Patrick Mahomes is.
It's going to be probably close to
like
it.
Close to that, which I don't know how they would have the cap space.
Yeah.
I don't know all the details with that. Like, there's him, and then also Daniel Jones, which we're also going to mention. You guys probably know the Giants did not pick up his fifth-year option, which I believe would have been around $22 million, so they could possibly franchise tag him, but it would be for a little more. Or they could let him go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see where he would go if he got released.
Honestly, I think they should stick with him because...
I think they should,
too. The offense has worked this year up to this point with a lot less weapons. I mean, they have great coaching, obviously. Not, just like you said, not a ton of offensive weapons.
Yeah, but he's a big double threat with the legs as well.
Yeah,
during that Vikings game, he was moving, so...
Yeah, he's huge. He's like 6'5", 230 at least. Definitely could be more accurate, but... Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks could be... we could see a lot of different rosters in this upcoming season.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And another thing to mention, not really, anything much of a big deal, but they did just announce the overseas games for next year.
Mm.
So the Chiefs will be hosting one. The Chiefs and Patriots games, I don't think they're playing each other. I think they're, like, the home teams of... away, but there'll be two games in Germany, and then the Bills, Titans, and Jaguars will all have games in London.
Yeah, which, a lot of overseas games.
I don't know how much is there. I don't know if that's
this year. I think
is that more than normal.
There's maybe three Londons and one Mexico game this year. Or maybe there was a Germany game too.
I feel like I remember Germany, which I'm a fan because we get like the 9 a.m.s. Sunday.
Nice.
I'd be fine if they actually did play some morning ones.
Yeah.
But, I guess to be fair, because, we're on the East Coast, so, I never really think about it, but, the
West.
Sunday night football of, West Coast is,
close to,
3 hours.
Yeah, it would be at 5.
Which I never thought about, actually. But, if they had... If they had, 9 o'clock games here, I guess that'd be a little too early, which I guess makes sense. But, and then last piece of news I guess we have is they did announce that if the Chiefs and Bills are in the AFC Championship game, they have decided on a neutral site since, obviously, there was no, number one seed for that. And it would be in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Falcons Stadium.
Yeah, so...
Which,
definitely interesting.
It's definitely looking like that will be the case.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Bengals.
Aiden's liking... A lot of people are liking the Bengals this week.
Yeah, I'm liking the Bengals.
But so that, wraps up the news. Obviously not as much. I think the bigger stories are the actual wild card games, which we can get into here. Starting off with the Seahawks at 49ers, where 49ers get the win 41-23, but... It was a much closer game than that.
Yeah, definitely. At halftime, Seahawks were up 17-16. So 49ers fans were actually had some hope, and then they just really couldn't get it back. Giving up 18 points in the fourth quarter is just really bad. And then Geno didn't play horrible; did throw an interception, but still didn't play horrible. But this 49ers team is just really just. Too good. McCaffrey had 119 yards on the ground. Debo had 133 yards in the air off of a 74-yard pass. And while Brock Purdy did have 332 yards and 3 touchdowns, I still don't think...
It wasn't just him just, going on. Obviously, he's, just playing into the system, but, he's doing it perfectly, so you can't really hate on him.
I might just be my bias against the 49ers, but I don't know.
I probably
a lot of the Brock Purdy hype, I just don't think it I definitely think he's playing, like, pretty good for being, like, you know, Mr. Irrelevant. Like, yeah. But people are comparing him to, like, some of the best quarterbacks in the league, and I don't think. If he was on any other team, I think he would be pretty bad.
Yeah, I think like, the overhype's mainly because, like, the expectations were just, like, super low. Like, that's pretty much non-existent. So even if he won, like, one game, it'd be like, oh, wow. But, I mean, yeah, that does bring up the question, which I guess we didn't mention earlier. Another quarterback situation would be what the 49ers would do with Trey Lance. I mean, because they got three, you know, suitable starting quarterbacks, it seems like, which least experienced of all would be Trey Lance, which, because, you know, he's obviously has really, like, if you're talking NFL experience.
Yeah.
It's like, what, I don't know what you do, because
you gotta go with Trey Lance. I feel like he's the most, like,
that's true, but, you know, you could say he's injury, like, you know, he has a big injury, so there's that to keep in mind. Like, do you look to trade him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you do.
If the 49ers offense is working now, you know, it can only really get better with as Brock Purdy develops more.
That's true.
And they could probably get a lot for Trey Lance.
They could.
That's another thing. Just the amount of quarterbacks, the quarterback situation for next year
It's going to be interesting to see.
It'll be very interesting, yeah. And then, I mean, like you said, pretty big air game for both teams. Not much running. I mean, not as much running for the Seahawks. Kenneth Walker, 15 carries, 63, and a touchdown. But otherwise, yeah. I mean, no one really thought the Seahawks were.
Yeah.
You know, obviously weren't the favorites, but put up, yeah, like you said, put up a good fight the entire game, and then second half just went down the drain.
Yeah, it did. But, you know, still, shout out to the Seahawks for making the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely more than anyone expected. You know, what future for them? Actually, another good point. I don't know what is Geno Smith. I don't know what his contract's like.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Like, you know, because they have, like,
do they want to draft a quarterback?
I don't know if their draft pick wouldn't really be.
Well, no, because they have a high draft pick from the Russell Wilson trade.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
there could be. I don't know, because Geno is.
He's playing Geno's good.
Definitely not.
He's older, I guess.
Yeah, older, but he's still got a few good years in him.
Yeah, I think you got to stick down with him for a bit. Until he shows regression.
Yeah, that just adds even more to the quarterback.
And also, another one is Aaron Rodgers. Who knows what he's going to be doing?
He did. Yeah, that's true. He did.
He did just say, he said, I feel like I can win another MVP, and if that's with the Packers, then it is, but it might not be. So
he's not retiring. He's not retiring.
He might be. I don't know. He's confusing.
He's very unpredictable. I feel like it'll just be with the Packers.
Yeah,
I feel like they're making, but he did, like we saw in their last game, he did keep his jersey and not jersey swap it with Jamal Williams.
He did, so.
So that just adds to the lore of the
quarterback. Yeah, it is very confusing.
But speaking of two great quarterbacks, the next game, Chargers at Jaguars, probably the craziest
has to be
game of the week, which I didn't even watch all the way because
I turned it off at halftime.
Yeah, when the Chargers were just dominating right off the bat. I mean,
yeah, Chargers up 27-0, and then the Jags do score a touchdown before half to make it 27-7. Everyone's like, you know, Chargers are easily going to win this game. And no, the Jags come back from down 27-0 and somehow get this win. It was a crazy game. I honestly, I turned it off. Yeah. I stopped watching it, and then I turned it back on later, and I was like, what?
I forget what the exact, like, live money line was for the Jaguars, but I think it was, I feel like it was either plus 1,500 or in the plus 2,000s at one point.
Oh, it had to.
Plus 2,000s.
Let me see. At one point, the Chargers had a 98.2% chance of winning, according to ESPN.
Oh, so I don't know.
Let me see.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The second they hit, they were up 27-0. They had a 98.3% chance of winning.
So I forget what the money line would have been, but I know some people, you put a couple bucks on that, like, you gotta be pretty happy. And I mean, it started off with the four first half interceptions, three of them in the first quarter, I believe. And I mean, they were kind of mostly his fault, to be fair. But yeah, started off just terrible. I'm surprised they even, I guess they don't have anyone else. But yeah, four interceptions first half.
Yeah.
In a playoff game, you don't expect to come back from that. But then, I mean, four touchdowns, and the Chargers just, I mean.
Mike Williams really killed him here. Them playing him in week, they played him, and it was a meaningless game, and he got injured in that game, so.
I mean, yeah, Mike, probably, he's got to be one of the most.
He's
as
so
a, as
injury
a fantasy
prone.
Owner of him. You know, won't be drafting him next year, definitely.
Yeah. You say that now, and no. He always finds a way back to your team.
No, I don't think he's not. I don't think he's one of those players. There's a couple players that just randomly always come crawling back.
Yeah,
but him, and then yeah, I don't. The Chargers. I mean, they just. I turned the game off, but from what I like saw, they just. I mean, 67 rushing yards. They just weren't running the ball despite being up that much, and when they did, they got nothing. I mean, Eckler averaging 2.7 yards a carry.
Horrible.
Kelly averaging 2.9. Herbert averaging 4 yards a carry. Like, how do they have 67 rushing yards when you're up the entire game by 4, like 3-4 scores?
Yeah, I really feel bad for Justin Herbert. It's bad coaching, too.
Yeah, it was not his fault. You can't. That's all coaching and game plan. I mean, he did, you know, he got the team up 27-0.
And whenever you're a quarterback and you're up 27-0, a lot of people blame it on you. And which, yes, like, there's definitely some key spots that you need to play, but it's mostly on the run game and the coaching to call good plays.
The Jaguars, I mean, yeah, the Chargers had 23 rush attempts and the Jaguars had 21. For when you're down, like. Especially, like, in, like, every Bucks game, like, when you see the Bucks having, like, five rushes. Because, I mean, they can't run the ball, but, like, being down all game.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't.
And also, looking at the Jacksonville rushing, ETN, other than a Trevor Lawrence 8-yard carry, ETN had every single carry with 20 of them.
20 carries, 109 yards. Definitely did his job.
Yeah, but, like, this was just a crazy game. Still can't believe that Jacksonville came back.
Trevor Lawrence.
I thought it was in the bag. You saw my text. I was like, I had the Chargers winning, and I was like, oh, nice. Got another pick right. And
that disappointing. If you, which for me, obviously, you know, had the perfect week, like I said, but, you know, no money was placed on it, which I think is partially why I was right. Because if I would have bet, it would have lost.
And, yeah, that's just
and
how
I know,
it goes.
Like, for the picks this week, which we'll get to explain how we're, like, doing the pick system for, like our predictions.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm probably just going to stick with what I had. But yeah. I feel like the second I would – if I would bet, I know it's going to be.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to not. Or just, like, bet the opposites.
That could also happen.
That just won't work either way. But, I mean, back – just to wrap this game up, I mean, it was Jacksonville, great team comeback. Trevor Lawrence, obviously, after four interceptions, bounced back and, I mean, spread out the ball a lot. Evan Ingram, who's been a beast the second half of the season, had 93 yards and a touchdown. Christian Kirk had 78 and a touchdown. Zay Jones, 74 and a touchdown. Marvin Jones had a touchdown. Just,
yeah.
I mean, a team game. And, you know, Jaguars do have the Chiefs coming up, which, you know,
we'll
obviously
see.
A much harder opponent, but I mean they're just riding a hot streak. I don't know, like, I feel like they've got to have a pretty big win streak going.
The Chiefs?
Or no, the The
Jags.
The Jaguars.
They do. They have actually a huge win streak running.
I mean, they turned...
Since, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're running a 6-game win streak right now.
And it would be 8 if they didn't get destroyed by the Lions.
Which no, was... it would be 9 if they didn't get destroyed by the Lions.
Oh, you're right. I mean, and the game before that was the Chiefs, which...
They did lose by 10, but still.
Still, yeah. The Jaguars are probably one of the hottest teams.
I would say
despite
so.
Being probably the, would you say, I mean, not the, like, worst team to make the playoffs.
I would say people like
roster,
would.
People.
I mean, yeah, probably roster-wise, at the Giants. Or Seahawks.
Probably Seahawks roster-wise, but, I mean, for the AFC, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely the weakest AFC team, but they are holding their own. And honestly, I mean, we'll talk about the spreads later, but. I mean, I'm Jaguars, you know.
Yeah, it's might exciting. Be on the up and up.
It's exciting. But, I mean, moving on to, you know, another game that was a lot closer, more closer than anyone thought. The Dolphins in Buffalo versus the Bills, where the Bills just squeak out the win 34 to 31. I mean.
Somehow, Skylar Thompson, even though he threw two picks, still brought them to a 31-34 game. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. And also, honestly, he didn't have that much help. There were a lot of dropped balls by his receivers. The run game wasn't that good. Their highest rusher averaged 2.3 yards a carry. But I think they did get a bit lucky by Josh Allen. Did fumble 3 times, only lost it once. Also gave up 2 picks.
And so, was sacked 7 times.
Yeah.
Defense definitely played their part. I mean, I was watching this game. I think I was at, like, Mad Max. So I kind of was watching it from, like, the bar, like, looking up the TVs. Yeah. But I was like, why is it so close? Because, like, this game was probably, I mean.
The spread was 14.
It was?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean.
And the Dolphins easily covered that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean. Skylar Thompson, 18 for 45, you know, a lot of incompletions, but, I mean, for keeping it this close with just probably, you know, the most stacked team, one of the most stacked teams, I mean, gotta give him credit. Not much, I mean, receiving-wise, definitely spread out the ball. Tyreek Hill, only 69 yards, which for him is not much. Waddle, only 44.
He was he was targeted 15 times in this
game.
And
only caught 7. I mean,
maybe some bad balls.
Yeah, I guess that's the and partially that's the Bills' defense.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, it was not definitely was not expecting this. Which I mean, yeah, this game, you know, a lot of these games we didn't think were gonna be as close. Like Seahawks game, I didn't think that would be as close. Jaguars, I thought would be, even though it wasn't how we thought. But yeah, Bills game did not think it would be this close.
Yeah, I definitely did.
I mean, honestly. Even the Ravens and Bengals game, did not expect that one to be close.
I didn't expect that one to
and
be close either.
And that one was one of the closest. I mean, we got treated to a great
Yeah,
week
I know,
of football,
we really did.
Definitely. But
and we can move on to another game, which was only a touchdown, one score game, which the Vikings were bragging about being so good at being in one score games this year. What they were like 11-0 or something, and they lose 31-24 to the Giants. The Vifrods finally get out of the playoffs.
I mean, you could say no one was expecting it, or I mean, I guess everybody was. Everybody was expecting this. Like the smart move was picking the Giants money line.
Yeah, it really was.
Because
I mean,
they've been frauds all year.
They have such a good team, and yet they suck.
Yeah, I mean, you could say
they're kind of like the Bucks, but like had a better record.
Yeah, I mean, coaching's not great. Defense, bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and you know, you could say Kirk not in prime time, you know, all the, like, the, you know, superstitions, but what it comes down to is that...
He wasn't playing at one.
Yeah, he wasn't playing at one, which, you know, is that the reason they lost?
Probably.
Probably not, but, you know, yeah. The Giants...
Daniel Jones, like we were saying earlier, played really good. Had only 11 incompletions on 35 attempts. Had 301 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, but also 78 yards on the ground. and with 17 carries. I mean, he was getting it done.
Yeah, they've been really using him to the full potential as far as how, like, options, design, run plays.
And he just always makes it work.
Yeah, which, I mean, the Giants, I didn't feel like they haven't done that until recently. Giants haven't done it in the past, and their offense hasn't worked. But this year, it's been working great. And, I mean, Saquon, 9 carries, 53 yards, and had 2 rushing touchdowns. And, I mean, receiving-wise, Isaiah Hodgins, leading receiver with 105 yards. Slayton had 88. Saquon, 56. I mean, spreading out the ball a lot. You know, obviously no big-name receivers. I mean, then when you compare that to the Vikings, Hawkinson with 129, Thielen with 50, Jefferson only 47.
On 7 catches is ridiculous.
Very surprising. I mean, definitely one of his season lows. I don't think it is a season
low. The Packers game was
easy. The Packers, he got clamped by Jair.
But this, I mean, T.J. Hockenson is looking really good on this team. He's looking like he's made a great improvement being in this offense, but doesn't look like it matters because, it just... And Kirk Cousins, honestly, like, I like to...
Hate on him.
Yeah, I like to hate on him, but, I mean, he was 31 for 39, 273, 2 touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, and didn't get sacked once.
I mean, yeah.
This is on the coaching, honestly.
Yeah, it's on the coaching and, you know, Vikings defense.
Yeah.
Not great. Also, the run game, I mean, only 61 total rushing yards for the Vikings compared to 142 on the Giants. I mean, yeah, it really came down to their defense and, you know, poor coaching.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Vikings, like we said, prove, you know, the negative point differential. We knew it would come back to bite them.
I know. And
this was the game.
This was that one score game that they just, you know, couldn't win.
You know, normally this, you know, would be the Packers seed. I know. They're used to that, you know, that NFC seed.
Yeah.
But Vikings wasted their chance to get it.
Yeah, and I also, one thing to add about this game, we were just praising Kirk Cousins, but one bad thing, I'm not sure if you saw the last play of the game, it was like 4th and 8 or something with the season on the line, and Kirk Cousins checks down to T.J. Hockenson. Like,
and also, we didn't mention, in the Dolphins game, I forget the exact details, didn't they like... call a play in time when...
Yeah, it was 4th and 1 or something, and Mike McDaniels didn't call a timeout first off.
They had timeouts.
Yeah, but also he just, like, there was no, like, rushing, which might have costed them that game, too.
Yeah, arguably, but... And then, I mean, so yeah, that game wrapped up, like we said. Giants move on, you know, play the Eagles this week, so...
Which could be a good game.
I mean, yeah, it could be a good game. Didn't beat them in the regular season, but...
It's the playoffs. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true. But they are in Philadelphia.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yeah. So, yeah. Definitely one of the harder, more difficult cities to play in.
Those people are crazy.
That's true. we're on the better side of Pennsylvania here.
I'd say so.
But we can move on to the next game, which is the Ravens at Bengals, where Bengals win 24-17, but just a very close game, which you're not expecting because, you know, just a week prior was Bengals just destroying them.
Yeah, I know. And, I mean, shout out to Tyler Huntley. He did his all. I mean, I'm not sure if the play that killed this game for the Ravens was they were on, like, the 1 yard line or something, and he goes for, like, a reach, and Chuba Hubbard gets it. Well, not Chuba Hubbard. Sam Hubbard, sorry.
You're thinking of Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, Sam Hubbard gets a 98-yard, maybe 96. I forget the exact yardage, but he gets the return touchdown, which ends up basically sealing the game for them.
I mean, yeah, that like it was a bad bounce. Like, it kind of just like he like went, jumped over, reached for it, and just kind of like fell back and rolled perfectly to Hubbard, which is super unlucky. But
yeah, I'm surprised they didn't give J.K. Dobbins said something about this, but they didn't give him a carry on the goal line. They just went straight for that play, which I was very surprised about.
I mean, I guess they're used to that being Lamar, maybe.
Maybe.
But, I mean, Tyler Huntley is like a mini Lamar.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like the bronze overall version.
Yeah, he really is.
But I mean, he did
play horrible.
Yeah, 17 for 29, had 2 touchdowns and interception. I mean, 9 carries, 54 yards too, so.
Yeah, and also like other than Mark Andrews, he's throwing to like auto-generated receivers like DeMarcus Robinson, Oliver.
They've gotten Justice Hill. They got no Bateman.
And no, who's the other guy that they have?
DeSean Jackson?
No.
Bateman, I guess DeSean Jackson.
Bateman and someone else got hurt this year for them. Their other big... Duvernay. Devin Duvernay.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
And they do have DeSean Jackson.
Yeah.
But he didn't make an appearance in this game.
Yeah.
He always pops out.
Pops up on some random team.
He always, like, pop. Like, we'll be, you know, it's, like, middle of the league. Yeah. You'll, like, check the fantasy waivers. I see, like, most likely Julian. Someone picks him up. You're like, what? And then you see, like, the...
He'll, like, just randomly get a game where he gets a 98-yard touchdown.
Like, on Instagram, the NFL will post, like, oh, someone signs.
Yeah.
Like, it was the Raiders before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just goes off for a game and then
he just disappears.
Never again.
Yeah.
Which he's probably up. I think he's one of my favorite receivers.
Yeah, he was like, really good.
All time.
I would respect that. He's really good. Yeah, but I mean.
And for the Bengals, not a great, you know, if they're trying to try to bring this performance to the Bills, probably not going to work. I mean, 51 yards on the ground. Joe Mixon averaging 3.5 yards a carry, which, you know, Ravens run defense pretty good, but still. Ja'Marr Chase, 84 yards and a touchdown, so that's a bright spot. T. Higgins, though, 37 yards. Is he still... I forget if he's, like, still partially injured.
I don't think so.
Because, like, towards the end of the season, he kept getting hurt.
Yeah, maybe he is a little bit, but yeah.
That's true.
Joe Burrow, I think, had his... What did we say? It was his second least passing yards of this season? Something like that.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it for... the one parlay.
Yeah.
I forget. Was it this? I thought it was the Bucks game we were talking about.
Well, remember, we put Joe Burrow over 225 or something.
Yeah, this is like his second lowest, you know. I think we could honestly just control the fate of the NFL.
We really could. We fade everything.
Let's just, like, bet the Raiders. Let's just, like, bet the Steelers and Packers
against them. Win. No, we have to bet against them.
Yeah, we have to bet them to lose every game, then they go undefeated. And
I honestly wouldn't... And the game that, like, we bet when they play each other, because I'm pretty sure they play each other next
year. Oh, they do.
I'm guaranteeing they would tie.
Honestly,
like, that would just be our luck. That would be our luck.
If that happens, then we're just living in a simulation.
Yeah.
But it probably will. But, I mean, so that, again, wraps up another very close game. And then moving into the last game of the week, which... is the only game that wasn't close. The Cowboys at Bucks, where the Cowboys just destroy 31-14.
Yeah.
And it was worse than that.
Yeah, because a lot of the Bucks points, like their one touchdown was literally with like under 2 minutes left. Kind of just a pity touchdown to... Tom Brady threw the ball 66 times, by the way.
Which we're used to seeing this season, you know. They're down big, and he's always... throwing it, you know, running the ball. Only ran the ball 12 times, but they were just down a lot. And it didn't work. I mean, Dallas started off hot. I mean, scored right away. And then the Buccaneers went down. And then Tom Brady had the goal line interception.
Oh, yes.
Which was just a bad throw. Shouldn't have even looked there. And then that pretty much just caused the downward spiral of them.
Yeah, it was just a horrible
game. Terrible performance.
Dak played great, though. 305 yards, 4 touchdowns. Dalton Schultz had 2 of them.
Yeah, like, the Cowboys, honestly, the Cowboys played great this game, which honestly is making me rethink the pick. Like, yeah. if I'm going off my original bracket, I had the 49ers beating them this week, but I don't know, after this game, the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is Brock Purdy. He hasn't been playing that good at defenses in his game so far. I mean, let me see. Do you know whenever Brock Purdy started playing?
No, but I mean, they always can make those arguments.
Like, the last few weeks he played was Arizona, not that great of a defense. Vegas, really bad defense.
I mean, I argue.
Actually, no, I'm kidding. Tampa Bay, decent defense, but still. Seattle, not good.
He went in
against the Cardinals.
I think it was like the last three games.
Maybe it was against the Saints. No, because he played against the Bucks. I know that. He's been playing for, I think
he played the last three regular season games.
No, he started against Tom Brady, I thought. Tom Brady was the first start he had, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, because I do remember seeing that.
Which, oh my gosh, I'm just realizing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The 49ers are on an 11-game win streak right now.
Actually?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, Brock Purdy's undefeated.
Other than the loss, they lost to... they started off the season 4-3. Or no, 3-4.
Yeah, they didn't start off great.
Started off the season 3-4 and did not lose a game after that.
Jeez. Yeah. That is something... I guess that's something to keep in mind. I mean, yeah, they started off losing to the Bears.
Yeah.
Which
was a horrible loss. And then they even lost to the Broncos. I remember that game was so boring. That was a Thursday night game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that ever since Amazon got the Prime, the Thursday Prime games have just been miserable.
Oh man, I remember when we watched that game. Yeah, that game was like grueling to watch.
Those are the ones that I just cuz usually, you know, towards the end of the week, you know, get the homework done, put it on, maybe get, you know, go out, get some food, and then you just have to just sit there and watch that.
Oh, God.
I mean, that one's up. The one I just vividly remember is the Colts and Broncos.
That was probably one of my least favorite games to football, football to watch. And, like, we actually cared about it because we both put, like, a bet on it.
Yeah, and still, even then, even though the bet was close, it was just... Like, usually if you betting on any game, like, makes it interesting, but even that
game was just awful.
Which, like, I would watch any high school game.
Same with
like, a JV.
Do you remember the Broncos-Chargers game? It wasn't as bad, but it ended up being 19-16. It was the game where it went into overtime, and then they muffed that one punt to give the Chargers the win. We watched it in the dorm room.
Yeah, I mean, there was a stretch of them. The ones around the...
Anytime the Broncos played on primetime.
The Broncos and Colts. Awful. Yeah, there was a game. There was games around that. I forget the exact. But it just, like, Thursday... Amazon's cursed for that. Luckily, there's no... Like, luckily, there's no playoff Thursday nighters.
Yeah.
Which is good. I forget, what were we even talking about? Before the...
I think we just...
We were talking about...
Yeah, we did just go on a bit of a tangent.
I forget what you were talking about.
I think we just finished up the Bucks-Cowboys. We just finished talking about that.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about... I mean, conclusion-wise, yeah. Very just disappointing for the Bucks.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm excited for... I think the Bucks would have made this next round of playoffs more boring because their offense isn't that good.
Yeah, the Cowboys have been way more fun to
watch. So I think we got a lot of really good games. Which, before we get into our predictions, I say we go into the play action picks, which we've brought back for this week.
Yeah, just because, you know, there's less to talk about, less games, so we figured, you know, put a couple picks in. I mean, obviously not as much, and honestly, I don't know what you think, but, I mean, I think there's going to be some good games, but I've been liking all the, I think the spreads are pretty generous for the underdog teams.
Yeah.
I mean, if we take a look, up first we have the Jaguars, or I don't know if you want to, I guess we can talk about the spreads before the actual games, But, yeah, Jaguars are at +8.5 against the Chiefs, which, I mean, that's one of those games that can go either way. It's either they blow out or keep it close. But the Chiefs have been keeping it close with a lot of teams, and they only lost by 10 when they played them earlier in the season.
Yeah, I could see it. It is.
They went into overtime against the Titans, another AFC South team.
And the they went into overtime and against the Texans, I think.
And the Colts, or the Colts beat them.
Yeah. So they've struggled against the AFC.
Honestly, 8.5. South. I would honestly take a 7.5. Just had the touchdown. Like, that. Like, do I think the Jaguars are going to win? No. They are in Arrowhead. Wait, did they play in Arrowhead when they played before?
Yes, I think.
Yeah. And honestly, with how the Jaguars. And that was before the Jaguars were on their win streak, like, going off.
Yeah.
So, like, so. Like, I'm tempted. I'm very tempted with that. Like, there's that spread. And then the next spread we have is Giants 7.5. +7.5 against the Eagles. Still, I'm unsure about it because, you know, it is, you know, over a touchdown. Losing by over a touchdown. Divisional rivals. It probably should look at their the games that they had the two times they played each other this year. But the Giants have been, like you said, playing great.
Yeah.
And I'll check what their scores, like what the scores were before. Let's see. So yeah, the Eagles did. What was I gonna say? Yeah, the Eagles won 48-22 the first time, which, you know, first that was there were some jitters, you know, they're figuring it out, but. I guess it was the last week. The Eagles only won 22-16, which I guess they did. They had Minshew.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, that is I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
This one 7.5. This one may be the one is most risky.
Yeah, but still.
For either way.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It's a playoff game.
It's a good line, yeah. And then the next spread, we have Bengals, or we're not talking about our picks. I'm just going through all of them. But we'll say our favorite after. But Bengals +5.5. The line's a 5.5 for the Bengals and Bills, which honestly could be generous.
Surprised it's not closer.
Yeah, with how the game, I mean, the game is in Buffalo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's in Buffalo. And when they played each other last, obviously, you know, game didn't get finished. But the Bengals were looking strong in that game.
Yeah, they were looking really good.
They were winning, about to score again. So +5.5 is generous. And then last one is +4 for the Cowboys, which, honestly, like, I had the 49ers winning, but I don't know. Which of these, what do you like here?
I think my pick for the week is going to be Bengals money line at +215. I feel like that's super generous. I'm surprised that's not closer. Especially because I got the Bengals, you know. I could see them going to the Super Bowl again.
Did you have them winning in the original bracket?
I did. So, and I have them winning again. A little spoiler, but.
Honestly, yeah, money line or honestly. Like, even +3.5 would be good because the Bills have had a lot of field goal deciding games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet, like, I guess counting, you know, the week that just happened, obviously, but they've had a lot of field goal deciding games. Like, I'm just going to pull it up because let's see. Patriots, okay, they kind of destroyed it. But, I mean, Dolphins, well, they play the Dolphins in the regular season. You know, it was a field goal. They have, you know, they played beat the Lions barely by a field goal on Thanksgiving. Barely beat the Jets by one possession.
Barely beat the Vikings.
Barely beat the Ravens by a field goal. The only teams they really destroy, I mean, they destroyed the Rams. They destroyed the Titans 41-7. I forgot about that.
The Steelers.
Yeah. That Steelers game. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
I want to check. What was the spread on that?
No, it was like over 14.
It was only 14. Wow.
Which everybody was like, come on. Like, you know, you got to go for the Steelers. But yeah, that usually the spreads that big don't work out.
Yeah, that was Kenny Pickett's first NFL start.
Yeah, that's fair. Which, I mean, since then, obviously he's just bounced back.
Yeah.
Immensely. You know, Steelers, people were, I mean, I wasn't worried, but, you know, a lot of people were worried if Kenny was the franchise when he started, but he had to have one of the toughest starting schedules.
I know, he did.
Like, who do you have? Like, we had the Eagles in there, Dolphins were in there, the Bucks were in there.
Yeah.
Those first games.
Let's see, he versed the Bills, where he lost, the Bucks, where he did get injured, but they ended up winning, then Dolphins, Eagles, Saints, which they won, then Bengals.
Yeah, I mean, so he's definitely, would you argue if Brock Purdy had that schedule?
If Brock Purdy was in Kenny Pickett's spot.
If Brock Purdy was on the
Steelers,
he wouldn't be.
Which, to be fair, that's why he was picked in the final round. You know, Kenny Pickett was picked first because he's one of the best.
Yeah, like if Kenny Pickett was on the 49ers, I think, you know, I don't know if he'd be given as much hype.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. He could, you know, could be overhyped. Maybe we'll see. But like you said, what'd you say? The Bengals money line is your pick. I mean, at +215, honestly, I think this will be a game, a field goal.
Or maybe, if for the play action picks, we don't allow alt spreads and any of that stuff. But honestly, I would honestly rock a Bengals +7.5, maybe -176.
I would honestly do +3.5 because
+3.5 is +110.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to do that for myself. No, then they'll end up getting destroyed.
Yeah, then they'll end up losing by a million.
I mean, sure I'm a Steelers fan, but you know, I don't hate the Bengals.
Yeah, it's kind of like opponent, it's kind of like the Packers and the Lions, because I'm a Packers fan.
The Lions always suck though.
Yeah, but the Bengals used to always suck.
That's true. I mean, the Bengals, I feel like Steelers
fans...
Also,
Bengals fans aren't as annoying.
Yeah, Steelers fans definitely hate Ravens fans a lot more. And then Browns have just always kind of been there.
Yeah.
I mean, so is there even that many Browns fans? Not really. But, and then, yeah, so if I had to pick a spread here, like we said, I'd either agree with Aiden and probably take Bengals spread. But honestly, Cowboys, you know, they're sitting at +4. They are away, but I think this will be a close game. I had the 49ers making it all the way to the Super Bowl, actually, but
yeah. You
know, after the last performance, if Dak can play that potential and, you know, Brock Purdy faces a very good defense.
That's true.
Never know. I think this will be his true test.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week, which we can get into our predictions now for the entire week, where I now move to 173, 103-2 after I went 4-2 last week. Still not where you want to be. And then, of course, Vinny with a perfect week gets up to 184, 92-2.
I mean, it wasn't how I planned it with the Jaguars, but they came back, and I was like, all right, we'll just ride it. I mean, and so how I think we're going to do it – hold on. That's in my throat. But I think how we're going to do it is – so we have our original bracket, which we went through last week, you know, all the way up to the Super Bowl. So we're gonna go through each pick this week and make new picks. But for our original picks, if the correct, you know, two teams played, and then the correct team won, you get double points. So,
are we doing if the correct two teams played? I feel like it should just be if the correct team wins.
The correct, I mean.
Because I think it's more based on the picks.
Because
because if the Chiefs win next week,
somebody would have got the same anyways. But I feel like since I picked the Jaguars, I should get rewarded for that.
You already did.
Yeah, but not double. I mean, we'll figure it out. But either way,
we're adding into our original. Yeah. Our original projections will mean something.
Yeah, which mine are looking better since I'm 6-6. But we'll make new ones this week. I might just ride with what I had last week, but you know. Start off with the first game, Jags at Chiefs.
I know you're riding high on the Jags, but I got the Chiefs winning.
I'm not riding that high.
I would almost go Chiefs by two touchdowns.
You're just saying that.
No.
You're just laughing when you're saying that. No, like, it'll definitely be a close game.
I fully believe that the Chiefs could win by 2 touchdowns.
I mean, they didn't win last time.
They won by 2 scores. The
Jaguars have only got better.
So have the Chiefs.
The Chiefs have had some crappy performances recently.
Okay, we'll see.
I mean, yeah, obviously, are the Chiefs going to win? Yes, I'm obviously picking the Chiefs. I have them win the Super Bowl, I think. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, both
but,
of us
do. But, yeah, Jaguars, you know, they made it far. They're going to give it their all. I think it'll be maybe a touchdown and field goal, but not 2 touchdowns.
Still, that's
either way, nice. Chiefs. And then next up, Giants at Eagles.
For this one, I got the Eagles. I do like the Giants, but the Eagles team is too good.
Spread-wise, the Giants are tempting, but, you know, for the divisional rivalry, would I like to see the Giants win? Yes. Because, you know, Philly fans would be, you know, their miss would be.
Especially after the World Series loss.
Oh, yeah, they just go, ooh. I mean, if they lost in the Super Bowl, it would be a little more devastating.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Probably. But, yeah. I mean, Giants, you know, they're good to root for. You know, they've always been bad. But, yeah. Eagles, unfortunately, are just a much way more talented team.
Yeah.
You know, despite, you know, Giants have good coaching. And Daniel Jones playing well, but. Yeah, Eagles are going to be tough.
Yeah. And then next up, we got the Bengals at the Bills, where I got the Bengals in this one, like I said earlier, with the Bengals money line. But, yeah.
Yeah, at this one will probably be, I mean, this one and the Cowboys game, I don't know which one I'll be more excited about.
I mean, they're both on Sunday, so Sunday's going to be
Sunday's
a good day.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be probably a better day for football, but anything can happen. I mean, I'm going to stick with the Bills just because – I had them in the original bracket.
Yeah.
And, but I mean, the Bills, I think it'll be a field goal deciding game, honestly.
I could see that.
But yeah, this might be the most hyped game, you know, because it is a rematch finishing the game.
Yeah, and you know the Bills are going to be playing, you know, for DeMar Hamlin and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's true. But, yeah, I think, yeah, this one, I don't know. I think this one will be the best game.
Yeah.
But up next, again, which we could have disagreement on, the Cowboys at 49ers, which I'm just riding with the 49ers just because I had them in the original bracket. So
yeah.
I want to have a perfect bracket.
Yeah, and I also had the 49ers winning in my bracket, but I'm just going to disagree with you in hopes that maybe it helps.
You predict an upset.
Yeah, and I'm going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, after that last week, like I said, I'm liking the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's some good football coming up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited for this weekend.
I know, I am too.
Only 4 games, but
four
should
big
all
games.
Be. I mean, definitely. I think Jaguars and Chiefs will surprise people.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
See.
Or it could just be Mahomes show.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who knows. But also, one thing, this is very off topic, but I'm just looking at, like, the Steelers page right now, and I see a thing that says, Canada to return as Steelers offensive coordinator.
Is that like, a news?
It was from a day ago, yeah.
I mean,
you gotta pray that that's not true, but it is kind of off topic.
I mean,
we were kind of talking about it earlier. He signed a 1-year contract extension last year through the 2023 season. And
I'm seeing, looks it up, it said like 5 hours ago.
Mike Tomlin said, I thought he got better.
Better? I mean,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, they put up 28 points in the last week.
I mean, I guess we almost made the playoffs.
But still, that wasn't because of him.
Yeah.
We scored 16, 13.
Despite of him.
Yeah.
I forget what the offense was ranked. Atrocious.
Once the, what do I want to say? Once the win streak, other than the one loss, started, they didn't score above 24 points. I guess 28 the last week, but still.
Yeah,
I don't know. Kind of off topic, but just wanted to say that.
I don't know. No one in Pittsburgh really wants him here at all. I'm surprised. We should pick up the Bucks offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Because he's got to be better than.
Pick up. Or Nathaniel Hackett. He was really good for the Packers.
Or Matt LaFleur.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, yeah, just that last piece there, and that wraps up this wild card weekend recap. I mean, just so much football, so much amazing football to go over. You know, we were treated to a very, very entertaining week, and, you know, four games coming up this weekend that should be good ones.
Yeah, so I'm very excited.
Make sure you guys, you know, are staying tuned for next week around this time. Probably, we're, you know, I think we're like a day late, kind of getting adjusted to the new schedules.
Yeah, but around, honestly, I think Thursdays might be the best days.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we're recording on Thursday. Maybe episodes will come out Fridays now. Yeah. We'll still have
so
to
then
see.
That just leaves it to be more time, like, so we had the most up-to-date.
Exactly.
Back in the day, we'd always be, like, saying something, like, the news breaks as we're talking.
Yeah, but thank you guys for listening. And, we will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.